So you ask yourself, why now? Why would the raid come now? This idea that Donald Trump had, you know, classified material, it's not anything new, right? It's not anything new. Not anything new at all. Mike Pompeo, he wrote this on Twitter, executing a warrant against ex-POTUS is dangerous. The apparent political weaponization of the DOJ FBI is shameful. AG must explain why 250 years of practice was upended with this raid. I served on Benghazi committee, where we proved Hillary possessed classified information. We didn't raid her home. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And it's not just that Christopher Wray signed off on this and then ran out of his congressional testimony to jump on a private plane paid for by you to head to upstate New York for a vacation on a lake where he's taking no phone calls. But you have to know that Christopher Wray signed off, Merrick Garland signed off, and Joe Biden signed off on this raid. Joe Biden signed off on this raid as well. And why obtain and execute a search warrant rather than first seeking the items in question either through an informal process or with a subpoena? They like subpoenas there these days. I mean, maybe there's something we don't know. Maybe there's something that will explain and clarify the raid. If there is, the FBI needs to bring forward the justification for this unprecedented action as soon as possible. But if there isn't, we must dismantle and discard the FBI. They've destroyed any authority, any integrity that they've ever had. It's gone, my friends. It's gone. It's not there anymore. This attack has destroyed the credibility of a once decent law enforcement agency. I don't know if it was ever great. J. Edgar Hoover wasn't exactly a shining champion of ethics, shall I say. And classification, like I said, it belongs, that authority belongs to the President of the United States. He can declassify anything, not the bureaucrats at the National Archives. You should be outraged at the Democrat plan to hire an additional 87,000 agents with 5 million rounds of ammunition. This aggressive action is indefensible. Because Hillary Clinton was never subjected to a raid like this, even though she mishandled classified material, destroyed evidence, acid washed 33,000 emails from her materials. She was never raided. Hunter Biden, for God's sake, he's walking free, and we've got video evidence of the things he's done. Spending time with prostitutes, illegal drugs, money laundering, taking millions of dollars from China and Ukraine and Russia. Selling the family name for profit, sharing it with Jim Biden. And from what we can ascertain, Joe Biden as well. The FBI has had his laptop since December of 2019. No raid at Hunter Biden's house. Pro-abortion extremists threatening Supreme Court justices at their homes. A normal course of action. No raid at their houses. No, they raid the houses of Ryan Kelly, a candidate for governor in Michigan who is charged with a misdemeanor. Even my liberal, and I mean liberal, attorney friend said that was outrageous. To raid a man's home for a misdemeanor by the FBI. Because they don't just come in, hey, how you doing? No, they come in like stormtroopers. They come in like stormtroopers when that happens. And why would we even assume the FBI is above targeting Republicans and conservatives and critics when it creates documents that encourages agents to be suspicious of people who have a Betsy Ross flag or a Gadsden flag, you know, the one that says, don't tread on me. Those are warning signs of MVEs, militia violent extremism, MVE. Yeah, these are the things that are on the MVE list. The Punisher skull. You know, that skull with like the long teeth that I've seen on the back of numerous vehicles. The Second Amendment stickers. Warrior culture. Mullen Lobby. Any of that stuff. Black flag. The Liberty Tree. The Betsy Ross flag. Anything from the Revolutionary War. The Gadsden flag. This is all evidence of militia violent extremism. According to the documents put out for use by agents of the FBI. Also, not a conspiracy theory. They did it. They did it. Shouldn't the Americans all be suspicious of the FBI based on its use of warrantless backdoor searches under Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, about which Christopher Wray expressed very little concern when questioned about it last week by Senator Mike Lee? He didn't care. And why is Jim Jordan the only one in front of a camera right now? Where are all the Republicans? Your tweets are all fine and well. Get in front of a camera. Be heard. Be heard. Get in front of a camera. Be heard. This will not fly. This will not fly. We need everybody. Everybody. To get out in front of the cameras, to be heard, to say, I have had all I'm going to take. Where's Mike Lee? Rand Paul, we need you in front of cameras today, talking about this today. $800 billion spent, 87,000 IRS agents, and a raid on Mar-a-Lago. Where is my country? If you're not outraged today, you don't have a pulse. And I mean that. Wake up. Because if they can do it to Donald Trump, they can sure as hell do it to you. No matter whether you're conservative or liberal or anything else. Get healthy so you can take the stress. Go to GruberHealth.com. Lose weight. My Pure Health Solutions. My Pure Health Solutions helping you to lose weight. I did it in 2018. You can do it now. I lost a lot of weight, kept most of it off. I've done pretty well. I'm pretty happy about it. It's years later. Think of all those pounds that I didn't carry for all those years. Better for my heart, my knees, my life, my future, frankly. Go to GruberHealth.com to find out more. GruberHealth.com. And speaking of eating, if you want to give your dogs the best dog food they're ever going to have, it's made in Michigan. GreatLakesPetFood.com. GreatLakesPetFood.com. No fillers, no garbage. Real pork, real chicken, really great food for your dogs, made right here in Michigan, GreatLakesPetFood.com. Check that out. I'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
When it comes to getting a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because that's a great idea. But sometimes you're looking for something special in your new long-term best friend. And that's when I found the Barking Boutique. They suggest starting at the shelter too, but if that doesn't work, They have a world of wet noses and loving nuzzles and puppy breath to choose from. The Barky Boutique began when its owner David was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do things better, and the Barking Boutique was born, now with several locations in West Michigan. The Barking Boutique is dedicated to working with reputable dealers, and they guarantee the health of your dog for the next 5 years. They also offer daycare and boarding for your best furry friends. So before you just start guessing about where to get the perfect puppy for you and your family, start with the Barking Boutique. I've been there myself, and trust me, you're going to love the Barking Boutique, and you can start your search right now. TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com.